Okay. Here goes attempt number three, I think. I mean, really, who would have ever thought I'd be in this situation? Clicking record on some stupid device, trying to address you again. It's ironic, but I still feel the need to say sir as if you're really there, hiding behind a cupboard or something, waiting for me to slip up. And then I'll feel that heat cover my cheeks or the sting of whatever new electro gadget you've gotten yourself into. I will say that this is the first time I've actually been able to form a few sentences directed at you. I think the issue is that I'm not angry, and I don't know why I'm not angry. And in that same breath, I feel like I'm supposed to be livid, like destructively angry. And it's just not there. The therapist, she's gonna want to listen to this, but I mean, what's the odds that I'll actually get through this with anything worth sending to her? It's so much pressure. I think she wants me to be angry too. And it's all this pressure just sitting on me, boxing me in, and I can't really dig into what I'm actually feeling. Hell, it's only been like 3 months since I was last in that room. And the day before that, you were inside me, using me over and over like you always did. Except those last couple weeks. I'd started to feel kind of different. Not really used. Honestly, I felt like I could leave if I asked you. Honestly, I felt like I could leave if I asked you. But I didn't. And I don't know why that is. I think I began to kind of want it there. It's weird to say it now, but I felt owned. Like this strong, masculine, hard man owned me. I was his property, and every single time I could make him come, make him empty himself in me, or on me exclusively for months, it was his way. No, his body's way of saying that I was just perfect. And I'd make you come almost every day. I cried at the start. I remember the first time. Coming to, waking up, realizing where I was. I was scared. So fucking scared. You have no idea. First off, I remembered leaving the house feeling, you know, all morning like someone had kind of been watching me, tracing me. Just that kind of you're not alone feeling. It was so unsettling, but I told myself not to overthink it. I just followed my usual routine, and I think that's the issue. Because I went for another late run. I guess I wasn't that late, but I really shouldn't have gone there. Near the woods, I mean. And yet I know now, sitting here, it just turns me on to remember how hard your hand gripped around me, how I pulled away and ran so hard my breath burnt in my chest, inhaling like I'd been fucking. I didn't have time to think. I just remember running, running and tripping, and then your weight pressed down on me so hard. And I thought you were gonna tear my tights off of me. But you just pressed your hand against my throat. It was dark, so I couldn't really see your face that well. Your hand was hot against my throat, my breath all icy cold and stifled because I was being suffocated. And the next thing that I recall is waking up, stripped of what I've been wearing, just in panties, just in cotton panties. And I'm ashamed to admit it now that I know I felt a wet spot in them. I had a bruise on my cheek and my throat hurt badly. You came in showing me your face, though whenever someone asks, I just say that you wore a mask. You didn't say anything, just lifted and pressed me against a cold wall. And then you smelled at my crotch. God, am I really touching myself while I think about this. I guess. You just... You smelled my cunt and around my asshole. It was filthy. You wanted to smell how wet I was. And then you ripped my panties down and you dipped your tongue all wet and slick into my cunt, eating me out like you would your girlfriend. I really tried hard not to come, but a few minutes after having my pussy and my asshole eaten, I came on your tongue. What a little slut I was. I was so angry at myself. Fucking hated you so much in that moment. So much. You didn't even acknowledge me, just my holes. You took your cock out, stood on your feet, and told me to turn around. I looked at your eyes as long as I could, and you only looked at my body, and I really wanted to grab your fat cock so badly, and only when I saw you spit on it and glide so furiously over your tip did I try to reach out, realizing too late that my fucking hands were cuffed. I was so fixated on your cock. I knew you were gonna come. I felt ashamed, like something was wrong with me, but I kept watching you milk your cock, tugging at your balls, and then you whimpered quietly before the groaning started, and you came so hard. I wanted it to land on my skin so badly, but it didn't. We just did that for a while. Every now and then, for what could have been a month. Eating me until I came, then jerking off while you perved on my body. You'd feed me twice a day and allow me to bathe. Never too much, because you craved my smell and not that lotion. You'd dress me just for warmth. It stopped being about sustenance, really. I counted days in that little room by the loads of cum you shot on the floor, watching them land on my feet, which you always had me keep pedicured on my stomach at times, even touching my breasts when you made me kneel in front of you. But never, ever in my mouth. So wet. I'm just a dirty girl and I don't know how to tell anyone that I've been masturbating for weeks to the memories of what you did to me. How after that month you finally fucked me. You used ropes to spread my legs over your work table. You had my pussy perfectly trimmed, my body smoothed and watched, and you treated me like your girlfriend, not a little rape slut. But I was a rape slut. A cheap little whore who couldn't even run from you. A little rape victim who you snatched in the forest. I can't tell anyone how I stuck my tongue out for you to spit on me while you fucked into me. How I loved the feeling of rope burn and your cock split into me. I don't even know your name, but I've never come like that. You drained my asshole, fucked in and out of it like a cunt. I think hearing me cry made you come harder. Fuck. You slapped my face, pinched my nipples, choked me. It all made you thick, fat cock even harder. You trained my throat, stopped my gag reflex, showed me what happens when I'm good. I promise I'll be so good, sir. I promise. You were so animalistic with me. So fucking primal. Smelling my holes, sucking on my breasts. Sometimes you even licked my underarms, just tasting me. You were so dirty. I think you chose me because you wanted someone who could be used for your every sexual pleasure. Someone who, with enough training, would sit between your legs and eat your ass. Eat your ass while you jerked your cock off. Yeah, So, whoever else is listening, my hands were always tied up, and sometimes when they were, it's because he needed the illusion that I. But eventually, he wasn't raping me. He was just using me because I wanted to be used and raped and owned. Sometimes I feel like I tripped on purpose, like I wanted to see if he'd rape me, make me come and cry with my face down in the dirt. Oh, to come like a slut in the woods, just covered and filled with your perfect cum, and I'm gonna come for you again, just like I did yesterday, and the day before, and the weeks before that. Thinking about the first time your cock filled me up, how good it felt being full, wondering what the news report said, wondering what they'd say if they heard me moaning and whimpering like a little bitch in heat because your fat, heavy cock was making me come again. What they would say if they saw me pressing to your lips, trying to kiss you while I got close to coming over and over. And then. You had me hung up in ropes, and when the lights came on and you entered, there was an audience. I think it might have been eight people who I'd seen many times during the months that went on. You'd fuck me in front of them, treating me like a little sex toy you were just jerking off with. A human fleshlight. Fuck. Oh, fuck. They'd watch and play with each other, women and men. It made me come knowing I was just born to them. No personality, no interests or desires, no hopes and dreams, just flesh. Holes, a pretty face, and a cute body. Hanging there, trying to balance with my hands rubbed above my head, my body displayed for everyone. I've never felt sexier. When you walked in, calling you sir, knowing that every time I said it, I'd get wet. Hearing your footsteps in the passageway, I'd feel my pussy tense and pulse, because I was ready to come for you like a good girl. Later on, I'd beg for it, shouting and moaning if you hadn't made me come in a day, and it makes me come now. Pressing my fingertips over the scars where you cut me or beat me or slapped me, choking myself just the way you would. I didn't want to leave. I want to go back. I still jog the same route. I just hope you'll find me. You'll rape me by a tree, dump your cum in me, make out with me, tell me what a good little victim I am, sir. That's all I want, sir. I want to be your little good girl again. I want to make you so proud. I want to hear your footsteps. I want to smell your cologne and your skin and your cock. I want to lick your balls. I want to suck your dick until you've come all you can. I want to drain your heavy balls. I hope you haven't fucked any other little bitch since then. I'm your little whore, and I want to be your little whore again. I want you to beat me and choke me, spit on my face, eat my pussy and asshole, rape me until I'm your little submissive slut again. I promise I'll do good. I won't disappoint you, I promise. Don't you hear how wet I am? Don't you hear how badly I need you to rape me in front of my friends again? I can only masturbate to the memories so much. I need new memories, sir. I promise I'll be so good, sir. I swear. I'll suck on your toes, kiss your feet. I'll look over your hard, perfect body. I'll be your slave again, better than I was last time. I'll moan and I'll beg this time, and I'll keep your cock empty. I just want to come for you, please. I hope you're masturbating to me wherever you are. I know you've got videos of us, recorded scenes of you raping me. I bet when you're sitting down, stroking your perfect fat cock while you watch us, while you watch your perfect little girl. I want to come so badly, and I want you to come with me. Please, just do it. I'm gonna come so hard thinking about coating my little whore face in your cum while your friends watch. Please, I'm gonna make you so proud. Please, sir, please come for me, sir. Please, please. Me, choke me, own me. Please, just kidnap me again. You know I'll struggle like a good girl. You know I can take it. Fuck. Fuck. Oh, fuck. I guess this is another unsuccessful attempt. God. The fuck is wrong with me? It's time for that run, I guess.